We used to play, obviously, you know, some tracks off each album, but never, like, in its entirety. And the Jam never actually played a track called Wasteland on the album. We never even played that. So it's exciting, quite challenging. It's, you know, it's an exciting album to play. Obviously, I can't remember it in its entirety, what we did from day one to finishing it. But, you know, a lot of those tracks were written in the studio. You know, Paul would come down during the day and put down a guide, you know, idea of a song, and then Rick and myself worked on it pretty much through the night, and then, you know, recorded it properly, so to speak, the following day, which, you know, it was just time constraints, you know, in those days. We were obviously very busy with commitments, touring, and then you have to, you know, get an album out per contract as well, and it was pretty full on. So you're kind of, you know, writing as we go, basically. But thankfully, we come up with a good album. So we're celebrating the 35th anniversary of Setting Suns in November. The record label Universal, they're repackaging the album and putting it out as a, you know, a celebration, a commemorative album 35 years down the line, which is amazing. Can't even believe I'm saying it was 35 years ago. So, you know, yeah, let's go out and celebrate the album and play it in its entirety. 3 years is quite short, as most of our albums were, really. It's only about, I think the recorded album's only 33 minutes long. Yeah. You know, we play for an hour and a half, so the other hour, give or take, is like other album tracks and, of course, you know, all the singles, or most of the singles, anyway.